Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. I have apple trees, I have raspberries, and they are ripening. It's fruit time. We're going to talk about how you know what's going to grow. Let's talk about it right here, right now, on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall. Now, when it comes to fruit, I like fruit. Now, I'm not the biggest vegetable guy you've ever met. I like meat over vegetables, but I really like fruit. And so does my wife. Now, 4 years ago, we bought our house. And we were primarily looking for a place that we could not only house, you know, our family, our immediate family, but also house my mom, who needed to come live with us. And so we found the house. The Lord led us to the house that was we felt fit the bill, and we bought it. And then we made a discovery. We had noticed that there were some berry bushes, a little patch, but we hadn't paid a ton of attention. It wasn't a very big patch, but we came to see that actually there was more than we thought, and that was exciting to us. That, oh, okay, we like raspberries. Then, as I began to mow and take care of the land around the house, I came across blueberry bushes, and two or three of them, and some of them were not very big, but whoa, and we got really excited because we're like, wow, we've got all these berry bushes. And my wife was very touched because she'd always wanted those, and yet we didn't own the property we lived on, and so she hadn't felt like she could plant them. And suddenly we have these things, and that was really exciting. And so now we've been here 4 years, and we have cultivated and pruned and taken care of what we started with, and so now we have more. And we've been able to collect a great deal of blueberries, and last year and then this year we've had bumper crops of raspberries, especially this year, and it's really exciting. And we also now are working on cultivating or encouraging a patch of wild blackberries, and to get a better yield there, and that's the next project. And so this has been, it's been fun, and it's nice to be able to go out and just pick fresh fruit and actually freeze some for later and cook with them. My wife just made a dessert recently with some of the raspberries that we harvested earlier. So that's really fun. And the reason I tell you that story today is to talk about the fact that the Bible talks a lot about fruit. And when you think about fruit, fruit is the result of a healthy plant, and a healthy plant produces fruit. But the kind of fruit that the plant produces is not merely based on its health, it's also based on what kind of plant it is. Because, see, there is another fruit plant on our property. We have several apple trees. And we knew they were apple trees when we bought the place. They were obviously apple trees, and was kind of excited about that too. And then, you know, the apples that grew as we bought the house in the spring, and, you know, when fall came and the apples began to ripen, they're all not quite the size of ping pong balls. Like, some of them aspire to the size of ping pong balls or a golf ball, but only the biggest ones. A lot of them are actually smaller than that, like a big marble. And a lot of them taste pretty bad. They're really sour. There's a couple of them that that have a little bit of sweetness to them. But even then, I mean, again, they're so tiny that you, it's not like you could take a big bite of them. And they're kind of mealy, so even if they have a slightly less than completely sour taste, if it's a little sweet, it's still, well, they're really not worth anything. And I thought, well, probably the problem is these apple trees have not been pruned. They haven't been cared for the way they needed to be. They've just kind of, you know, grown wild, even though I wasn't sure if they were wild trees or planted. They were right in the middle of the lawn. So I found a friend who knew what they were doing, and they came over and they pruned my trees for me. And my thought was, well, we'll get these trees pruned. We'll get them, you know, cut back to what they're supposed to be, and then they'll produce big apples. And my friend did a major job of pruning, did a great job. But he also let me know what we were dealing with, because he knew about apple trees. And he says, oh, these are Japanese ornamental apple trees. Oh. And he said that he kind of figured that what I was getting for fruit was about what I was going to get for fruit. And so after careful pruning and cultivation, what I have is apples that aspire to the size of ping pong balls, that are kind of mealy and sour. In other words, yeah, the apples, it's gotten better at making apples, but it still makes the same kind of apple because that's what kind of tree it is. And the kind of fruit tree is going to determine the kind of fruit. Now, you can get more of that fruit, but I'm not going to get pears, and I'm not going to get Macintoshes. I'm not going to get oranges because that's not what kind of tree it is. And so fruit really does depend on what kind of tree. So now we have been talking over the series here, over our various episodes, about what does it mean to be a Christian for real? Everybody, or a lot of people claim to be Christians. A lot of people say they're Christians. If you ask them, if you make them a survey, they would say they're a Christian. They would say they're going to heaven, blah, blah, blah. But we've been saying over the past number of episodes, but what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say is the actual definition of a Christian? How do you know if you or someone else really is one, as opposed to just they say they are, and if they say they are, well, then they must be because everybody self-identifies? And one of the things that the Bible says, it says, well, one of the ways you'll know is as you'll know them by their fruit. In other words, the kind of fruit a life grows tells you the state of that life. And so if somebody says they're a Christian, again, anybody can say that. Just like I could walk you up to a tree and say, by the way, this is my orange tree. But if you take a look at the tree, you'll say, well, it's growing little tiny apples. And they don't taste like oranges. In Galatians 5, the Bible sets out a description of the fruit that a Christian will grow. But before that, it talks about the fruit of someone who isn't a Christian. It calls them the deeds of the flesh. And all that means is the deeds of just when you're just a regular person under a regular person's desires, the flesh, the desires of a human being. And it says, the deeds of the flesh are evident, and they are. And then it lists these deeds, what happens when people are just plain old people. And the list is as follows: immorality, which means doing things that aren't morally right, including sexually. Impurity, sensuality, meaning you like things to be kind of sexy and feel good. Idolatry, sorcery, enmities, which means, you know, little hatreds. Strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, partying, carousing, and things like these. Now, some things on that list you say, well, I don't do that. And others you might say, oh, yeah, I do do that. And I'll tell you, there's things on there I've done before. I've had outbursts of anger, and I've had disputes and jealousies and strife and immorality and sensuality. I mean, all that stuff has happened to me before, and envying. Never really partied, and I've never been drunk. But, you know, we each have our own list. And then it gives the fruit of the Spirit, and that's what it calls it, the fruit of the Spirit. And this says, well, this is what happens if God is in control of your life, if God is the center of your life. The fruit of the Spirit, it says, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's quite a different list. That's quite a contrast with the earlier list. And what God is saying here, what the Bible is saying here is, listen, look at what kind of fruit your life produces or somebody else's life produces. So we're not talking about that, yeah, somebody got mad one time. Because a good person can occasionally let the flesh reign for a minute. And a person who is not under control of spirit, who is under the control of spirit. A person who's not under the control of spirit can sometimes be nice. I mean, you look at like Adolf Hitler, you know, he's the one everyone goes to for a bad guy. So like Adolf Hitler, I mean, he had a girlfriend. I'm sure he said nice things to her. He wasn't a jerk to everyone in his life. So there were times when he probably showed a little bit of love. I'm sure there was times that he laughed and had a good time and experienced little pieces of joy and was good. Moments when he showed gentleness and self-control. But when you look at, well, what characterized his life? Well, it wasn't good. No, it was enmities and strife and jealousy and outbursts of anger and disputes, dissensions, factions. And yeah, in the end, he became quite the drug addict and drunkenness. And yeah, it the fruit of his life wasn't the Spirit. And so you look at your life and look at, you know, if somebody else says, well, I'm a Christian. Okay, just because they say that, well, what's the fruit of their life? And if you say, well, I'm a Christian, yeah, well, you're angry all the time? Do you pursue immorality? Do you pursue whatever feels good? Are you always fighting with someone? Are you commonly estranged from people because you just can't get along with people, or you find yourselves, of course, it's not your fault, it's their fault. It's always their fault, but man, you have this list of people who you're not speaking to or aren't speaking to you, and on. In fact, you can't figure out why everybody's so unreasonable all the time. Maybe that's the fruit. When I go out to my apple tree, I'm going to find little apples. The only way I'm going to get different fruit is get a different tree. Sometimes we need to really make a difference, make a change. We can't just suddenly say, well, I'm going to grow pears. We need to have that inward change of going from being our own person to being God's person, giving ourselves up, and have the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.